Monday night, Paul Ernster was one of the Broncos' standouts with some precision punting. He'd improved in his four games on the job in Todd Sauerbrunn's absence. So even though Ernster's job lay in the balance when Sauerbrunn's suspension ended Tuesday, Ernster felt at peace on Monday night.
I'm going to sleep good tonight knowing that I gave it my best shot and I did my best. You know, if I didn't have a good game, I probably would have been a little upset and a little bothered that I didn't do my best. So tonight, you know, I did my best. I gave them all, gave them everything I had. And, you know, if it's not in the cards, it's not in the cards.
So we just went home.
After the game, I was with my mom. That always helps, being around family, you know, at a time we were a little nervous. We went back, had some dinner, and just relaxed. And it was real calming, you know, knowing that things were out of my hands. You know, that I had done all I could, and all I had to do was just wait for the decision. It was nice for me to be able to have done all that I could up to that point and be able to just relax.
The fact that he spoke with us on Wednesday tells you how things came out, of course. Ernster wasn't nervous, nor did he have to be. Precision punting and good hang time on both punts and kickoffs earned him the job.
I thought he did extremely well in preseason, Paul. I thought he struggled a little bit in a couple of the games. I thought he had a big game on Monday night. I can't say that was the difference, but I was impressed with the way that he stepped up on, you know, Monday night, in a Monday night game in some really tough, you know, conditions with the rain and the wind, and pretty impressed.
But Ernster did not know if his efforts would be enough. Well, he didn't know until...
On Tuesday morning, I got a call from Pam, and anytime you see that phone number from the Broncos facility and Pam answers, you get a little nervous, but she said, Paul, Ted would like to talk to you. And right there, I knew that he didn't want to see me. He didn't have anything else, you know, anything that, you know, usually they see if things aren't working out. But, you know, just the fact that he wanted to talk to me, you know, just kind of right away, I was like, wow, you know, I think it's over. I think I made it.
And he could make it for a while, but doing so will take some work. Knowing that made him come down quickly from that Tuesday high.
I was on cloud nine for probably about 15 seconds, and then I slowly realized that now I've got to keep getting better every game. I've got to keep doing my job because, you know, I've got an important part to help this team win, and my job's never done. You know, I got to go out there and every day work harder and harder to get better and better, or else, you know, if you're not getting better, you're getting worse. So you got to stay ahead of the curve and always be prepared. So I just, you know, practice as much as I can. And I almost feel like I got even more anxiety to perform now because I want to prove even more that I deserve it.
You know, you make a decision what you think is best for your organization, not only short term but long term. And I thought we had a win-win situation there. We had two excellent kickers. I think whichever way we went, I thought the other guy would be picked up. But I thought it was the best for us to go in this direction.
So coming to work on Wednesday was different for Ernster. At his position, he's now the man.
It was almost like I was free. I was liberated from you know, the burden of number one, not knowing, and of number two, being a backup. You know, you just feel like a heavy weight is lifted off your shoulder. You know, you feel like now it's time to step forward into a new part of your life. You know, now I don't have to worry about anybody else being here. You know, it's just me and Jay, and we each have our own jobs to do, and it's time to get it done.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care, and thanks for watching.